Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. Hello, our 50 states, our district, Columbia, and our territories. Hello, everyone. Hello, world, and hello, Tink. I'm Curtis Clinton, vying for our presidency. I thought it was said that anybody could be president. And that's not true. And this election will prove it. You either have money, or you don't. If you're honest, that don't count. If you have integrity, that don't count. If you're a citizen, that don't count. You need to be a politician. Why? That's what paves the way to being nominated. That's our system. Caucuses, polls, politicians, money, campaign financing. It's disgusting. It is 5:31 here in Northern Virginia, this 5th of October, Wednesday, 2016. You know, I'm hurt because one from the people can't be president. You're not recognized by media. You're not covered in newspapers. People scoff and laugh at you. And when I tell people, they laugh. They break into laughter. Because they don't see themselves in me. They don't see the perils that exist in the two candidates at top. Vote for somebody. Instead, someone said Darth Vader, Mickey Mouse. These are not real people. I'm real. Is it so unreal to recognize your fellow American, your Madam American, Madam Fellow American? It's so preposterous that someone else can be a president, a leader. It's so heartbreaking. It's terrible. But he's listening in, so I'm not ranting. I'm just preparing historians to look back at these days and say, why didn't anybody come forward and get this guy on radio, real radio, TV? Why was the country so apathetic? Now they're apologetic, but then they were sleeping at the wheel. Too bad. Our country could have been better sooner. We could have lived better lives sooner. We could have had a better tax system, a better financial system, better industry. More money. I just looked at a chess set that was seen in Star Trek, made in China. Things that are American, they're made in China. I wonder how much of the Halloween costumes are made in China. Why are we supporting China when we have indigent people, uneducated people here? Let China care for Chinese in China. And if they want our help, then we'll just say, fine, just cut our debt. Why is China buying movie theaters and production companies? Go look at what's going on. Budweiser is no longer American. I wonder if Coors will last being American. What kind of beers are moving into our country? Modelo? Dos Equis? And what's the other one? I can't think of it. Yeah. I want to read for historians this piece in the Washington Post. Historians find it interesting. Clinton, Hillary, to put the election away, will need to avoid a sloppy or cocky debate performance. She can pick her spots more carefully and see if the moderator brings up Donald Trump's tax returns, his unhinged attack on former Miss Universe Alicia Machado, and the New York Attorney General's decision to shut down the Trump Foundation fundraising. At the next debate, which could well be the last if Trump gets crushed again, and in the final weeks, Clinton should continue to make hay out of differences between Trump and his vice presidential candidate, Mike Pence. She should remind voters that Trump doesn't listen to people who know more, so there is little solace in knowing Pence would be by his side. She could afford to inch away from President Obama on Syria, where she originally urged robust action, and on Iran, where Trump talks a good game but has no plans other than rip up the Iran deal. She'd be wise to urge implementation of a no-fly zone, like Mike Pence did, and sanctions against Russia for war crimes. Clinton would be smart to remind voters, as Senate, no role model. She might as well be unabashed in defense of the Clinton Foundation. Clinton's best shot to put the race away is certainly the Sunday debate. That's it. Hillary Clinton. And so many of us don't like either of the candidates and will not lift a finger for one of your own. You own me and my ideas because these are your ideas and my life is very much like yours. Maybe worse. Maybe a touch better. Our family makes under $135,000 a year. With taxes and everything, I think maybe we make $115,000 a year. Not enough to pay our kids' college, not enough to fix our home, which was damaged by illegal contractors, and our county government did not protect us, did not cause these lying people out of business, did not force them out of business. State laws aren't perfect. Federal laws aren't perfect. County laws aren't perfect. Town laws aren't perfect. Who can speak to them? Town residents, really? 30% of town residents may find a law distasteful. How do you get the other 30% to go with you? But if the president says something, if you president, he can get, I can get national attention and say, hey, look at this. Other states will look at it, look at themselves, probably change some things. Your state will have to follow suit. You get an airing on national TV with me as president. Well, forget about me as president. It's not happening because you don't have courage. You don't have guts. You don't have the wherewithal. Historians, our America today doesn't have the wherewithal, the courage, the honesty, the guts to elect from their own. They don't like what's there, but they don't see the good in themselves. It's a shame. And I'll live. We'll suffer along with everybody, but everybody will suffer just as they're suffering now, and then it'll be worse because our economy is going down, our trade, everything. A lot of things are wrong with our country. A lot. Today was reported that another breach of secrets was done. Who vets these FS balonies? We don't have a secure system. We don't have a way to determine what's going on. I have ideas, which I'm not telling the world because I don't want the world to know. But if I'm in the White House, we, the United States, knows. More leakage. We have a stupid president, a stupid Congress, a stupid government. My wife has no work to do, so her boss gives us some work, a new boss gives us some work to do that is not in her wheelhouse, and it's only temporary. I mean, who runs these government agencies? Who are these managers? You know, usually presidents don't listen to their wives. Well, we have a male president line of presidents. It would be nice to have a woman. Find me a good woman. I'd be the first to vote for a good woman as president. Find me one. There's not one in sight because no good woman has come forward. None. No good woman has come forward. Politicians have come forward, but no good woman has come forward. Historians, it is a shocking mess. Who's going to rewrite the Internal Revenue Code? Only somebody that knows the Internal Revenue Code. Only somebody that's worked with the Internal Revenue Code. Only someone that has found problems with the Internal Revenue Code as a revenue agent. What better than to have a revenue agent atop? One agency will get fixed. And when one gets fixed, a country gets fixed. And when the IRS doesn't allow pollution credit to be used. Who ever heard of this crap? Oh, wait a minute. In the future, words like F and S, you know, they're going to be commonplace. So who cares what I say? Nobody's listening. If there's anybody under the age of 16, you don't have to use some of the words that I use. When you get to be my age, 66, then you may drop a couple of words. But in the meantime, you don't need it at home, you don't need it out on the street, you don't need it in school, you don't need it at work, you don't need it among friends, you don't need it. Don't use it. I came up with a word, historians, when I was a young kid, so I wouldn't say the words that were being used. I came up with a word, and I said it quite a bit, and I made it a point, and after a while it became commonplace. Didn't know what I wanted to say because they didn't hear the F, the S, the other M. They didn't hear these words. They said, what's this guy talking about? It's a foreign language. Yeah. So kids, President, I would speak to the children of our country. I would speak with the young Americans of our country. I would speak with them on a regular basis and speak to them about things on a regular basis that matter to them. I was asked, would I get free, give establish free college, public universities, saving the public dollar for public free education. And private schools can continue. And they can be successful. Is there enough money for free college? Well, how about this? Let's give 2 years of free college. Let's start with that. Remember how the Affordable Health Care Act was put in force over the entire country when it wasn't going to work? Shouldn't somebody have test road some of that to make sure that it's going to work? So let me say this. I will move for, and I'm really thinking, I would move for 1 to 2 years. See if somebody really likes college. So give them 1 year on the college campus. And if they like it, then, and they want to come back, give them two. If somebody doesn't like it, then let them take a year off, and then they could decide, do I want to go back for a second year? But if someone's not sure of college, we don't want to pay that second year. So we give them one free year and a second added to the 1 year if they return. And then we could even say, you need to maintain grades. You get one free year of college, and you get the second year if you get a B average. I think that is a smart plan. Now, for those who get a B minus average, we could figure something out. For those who get a C plus average, we can figure that out too. Maybe give them a trial quarter to see if they've picked up. That's an idea. I think that idea would have gone well with our country. And then student loans? Easily. When I say everybody's going to get drafted, guess what? You can be drafted into civilian service and you can work in civilian capacities to pay off your loan. Instead of getting a salary, doing a job that helps other Americans, you are saving taxpayers' money and you are saving the government money, and the taxpayers' funds can go for, and then loans, student loans, no more than 4 to 6%. Credit card loans, no more than 10 to 12%. No more 14, 15, 19, 20. Anybody that has that, sure, you could have a 20%. And then your tax rate will be at 69%. So you take from Some we take from you. I think I like that. And with that, I'm going to get off the air. Why? Because I don't need 30 full minutes. I can get by with 16 full minutes or 17 full minutes. Because my being on air is a waste of time and a waste of space. And maybe tomorrow I'll only check in for 15 minutes to give somebody a break to come on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, Tink, we ain't doing it. World, I'm not doing it for you. I'm not succeeding. I'm failing. I've been a failure a lot in my life. I tried for great things, and I got beaten down quite a bit. It sucks, you know. I've been beaten down quite a bit. I'm depressed. Things and nobody pays attention to you. You offer to be a good leader and nobody believes that you can be a good leader. You've shown leadership qualities. Who cares? Says America. You're honest. You have integrity. You don't lie in public. You don't lie on the job. You don't lie to people. It means nothing. You should be a crook. I should become a politician and take people's money to do their bidding. Bidding for no money at all. And nobody understands that I am the last free lunch in the universe. Free lunch. Free lunch is when you don't have to pay for lunch. So when I say write in ballots, did you drop $5 in a campaign fund for me? No, because there is no campaign fund for me. I don't have a campaign fund. I don't want money. I don't need money. Your money. I want to make my own money to pay our own bills and to fix our home. So there is free lunch for America. There is free lunch for America. And nobody sees it. Nobody sees it. Well, it's 5:47, so I think it's time. That's my 16 minutes. Well, historians, be well, see to it. Don't forget me, I'm Kurt Clinton. I vied and tried for the presidency of our country in 2016, and nobody paid attention to see me on TV and have the world see me on TV and erase the horrid months that we've had Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton atop. What pandering, what... There's a word that would give be misunderstood, so I can't use it. It starts with a P, but I'm not going to use it. Be well, future. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I vied for the presidency asking for 120 million write-in ballots, so we're all in. What more perfect reason? A non-politician, meaning I don't favor Republicans, Democrats, Independents. I am all of that. I am conservative, liberal. I'm liberal conservative. I know the value of being on the right, on the left, and in the center. You know, outfielders on baseball, they move. You know, sometimes they play a shift. So sometimes you gotta leave center field to go to right center. Or extreme right field, and let the right fielder go to the line, and then the left fielder go into center field. What's wrong with that? Depending on the situation. It makes sense to me. Future,